This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Do you like going to art galleries, Jack?
I do. Some modern, yes.
Oh, you like it modern. You like your art modern.
Well, you know, I was very much big on telling people in Paris, don't go to the Louvre if you don't appreciate art.
Go to
the
Pompidou.
In the way.
City. Yeah. Is it Pompidou Centre? Is that?
Yeah, exactly.
The modern one. Yeah.
Centre Pompidou.
It's Pompidou. Well, in there's been some new research to show that maybe going to the art gallery is good for your health. And joining us on the line is Alex from thebigsmoke.com.au to tell us more. Hey, Alex, is going to an art gallery good for us, good for our health?
I think that for a lot of people who are art lovers, they find a sense of fulfilment or even relaxation when they go to a museum or an art gallery. And there's been a growing base of evidence that's shown that art therapy and even the placement of art in hospitals has actually helped people who are suffering from depression, trauma, anxiety, different, even physical ailments. And the whole concept around it is that there is an effect around visual art and your body. And in fact, some research has found that there is even evidence that watching or looking at a piece of art is just as impactful as going for a walk. So visual art activities and physical exercise can both be considered as helping your cognitive function, your mood, and people with other physical and mental health issues. So in Canada, they're starting to prescribe this as part of the therapy and as a part of, I guess, the overall health treatment program for an individual who's going through a particular time of their lives, whether it's physical or mental.
Mm. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, but also then walking around the art gallery is two birds with one stone, getting the exercise and having a gander.
And also it's the idea that while it seems unconventional, there is the evidence that it can actually play a role in one's overall well-being. So the program is designed to allow doctors to prescribe a few you know, different scenarios where one can go to a museum or an art gallery for free as part of their treatment program, which is great. So, you know, spaces dedicated to art therapy has already started to come out as well. And in Scotland, for example, there's a pilot program where people are prescribed nature, so to speak. So people are actually prescribed the task of going for a walk in a park or on a beach or to even just look at clouds, because there's all of this evidence that these things improve a patient's blood pressure and risk of heart disease and gives their mental health a boost. So it's not to take over from medicine, though, and I don't want people to think that instead of having to take their pills, they're just going to go to the art gallery. Yeah. It's not quite that.
Not as simple.
But it's in conjunction. It's the idea that, there is a holistic approach towards wellness.
It's to take one Monet and two Andy Warhols and Club in the morning. Yeah, it doesn't quite work, does it?
I think, it depends how abstract the art is, I think, as to whether or not it's peaceful.
I must admit, I mean, I love going to art galleries, but it doesn't sometimes do well for my mental health. I get a bit agitated when I can't see the art because people are standing in front of it.
With the other people.
Well, this is the thing. So, if you're going into a scenario where it's high pressure and people are pushing each other around and it's long queues, that's probably going to add to your issues around anxiety and stress. So I think that maybe the idea also is about finding times when it's less busy. But the idea that a doctor is allowed to prescribe this as therapy is quite groundbreaking and quite beautiful as well.
I remember, I think it was last year, a couple of years back, there was the Andy Warhol and Wei Wei exhibition on in Melbourne.
Yes, saw Wei Wei.
Which was, and in terms of Wei Wei, I was not familiar with his work, but I remember not only did I find it sort of expanded my mind, but it also, I think, touched my soul. There's something about
that
immersive art that was just fabulous.
And he's such an important artist, activist.
There's been research where visual art has been installed in hospitals and they've actually seen an influence on the patient. So the idea that art has a potential health benefit or plays a role in healthcare is something that has been recognised by many healthcare professionals for years, as well as artists.
I've always thought it's odd how in healthcare facilities you know, the stereotypical one is sort of, you know, stripped back of any visual stimuli. It is very sort of clinical, you know, literally clinical. And I think to your point, Alex, you're having that lovely artwork that you can embrace and rest your eyes on would be more healing. It makes sense.
And it's also a distraction for your mind. If you're sitting in a hospital bed 24/7 for a period of time, there's only so much TV you're going to want to watch. There's only so many books you're going to read. There's something that is just essentially peaceful about being surrounded by beautiful pieces of art. And the variety of form and brilliance of colour in those objects can be also a means of recovery.
And I like the idea also of creating art. I think there's something very therapeutic about creating.
I see, this is where you and I will differ, because I think if I was told as part of therapy to produce art, I think that would stress me out more, and because I have no talent and I'm a perfectionist, so I'm not going to want to draw something that's subpar.
Why start if I can't finish, sort of thing?
I'm just going to be careful. It's like kind of like trying to get me to sing. I mean, you know, I'm going to be loud, but I'm not going to be good. So, yeah, no, I think that I would rather watch a great piece of art, or view a great piece of art, I should say, or go to a museum than try to be part of art therapy. And also, I probably wouldn't want to go for the nature walk as well. I would probably get bored. So sign me up for the museum, the art galleries, and I'm good.
Well, yeah, it's got to be tailor-made for what works with you and different people as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well. Yeah. So it's a cool new perspective on healthcare, and it probably will roll out in Australia eventually as we're becoming a little bit more aware of the different components that make up one's health.
And I think also, clearly we're talking about it as a therapy in terms of treatment, but I could also see how it could be preventative as well. It could actually help people prevent the onset of some of the disorders.
Holistic approach, yeah.
There we go.
That's the thing, you got to always be topping it up.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, not replacing medicine or evidence-based medicine.
Not condoning that.
We're not doctors. We are not doctors, but
You need medicine, that is definitely not denying that, but little things can help as well.
Yeah. Art, get amongst it. Good for your health.
Go on.
There you go. Thanks, Alex. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thanks so much, guys.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.